Hare Krishna.
Can you hear?
Yes, Maharaj, I can hear. Yes.
Okay, okay. So this I use the microphone. Om Jnanam Tiniram Dasya Jnananjanam Shalakaya Chakshur Umilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhisham Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Kadantitam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Vishtapada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavansha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakha Anupansya E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatapate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaskute Sapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vrishavanu Kute Devi Pranamami Hari Kriye Vancha Kalpataru Vesha Krupa Sindhu Vivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadhi Gomita Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So, thank you, for all of you, for giving me some opportunity to have some katha.
非常感谢所有的奉献者。 给我机会能够跟大家讲一点 Krishna Katha.
Oh, thank you, all of you. And last time we discussed about the obstacle in our spiritual path.
很感谢大家。 我们有这个机会在上一次来跟大家讲述关于在灵性道路上 内心的一些障碍。
So, we'll discuss that was, we could not finish that topic and we'll, today we'll start from there.
那上次我们 没有完成 这个主题, 所以我们今天要继续来谈上次, 接续上次还没有完成的部分。
So we discuss about the pride that is the one of the big anartha in our spiritual path.
上一次我们谈到了骄傲这个主题，它是在我们灵性道路上一个首要的这个 anartha， 就是内心这种污染要不得的东西。
So without giving up these things, so it is very difficult to attain the love of God.
如果我们没有办法去除内心的这个障碍、骄傲的这个敌人的话，我们真的很难取得对守神、对Krishna的爱。
And we know that without the love, so there is no peace, there is no happy in this world.
然而，如果我们没有对Krishna的爱的话，在这个存在中，我们又怎么能够感受到平静和快乐呢？
So Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, in 5th chapter, one very good, very nice lokas, Saknoti heva yasodu prak sarira vimokshana kama krodha udbhavam vegam Sajuktasa Sukhi Nara. So, before giving up this body, present body, if one is tolerate the urges of the maintain the senses, material senses, and take the force of the desire, the anger. So he will be situated and he will be happy, and he will be happy in this world if he check this thing. It's a big, I will part I will can speak this.
Yeah. Maharaj, can you tell me which verse is it?
This is the maybe fifth chapter, fifth chapter, maybe 23 verse, maybe.
23?
Yes, saknoti, you can read saknoti eva. Sodhu, prak sarira bimokshanat. This is the slokas, no?
No. Are you sure it's chapter 8?
No, chapter 5th.
Oh, chapter 5th, no wonder. Sorry.
Chapter 5th or chapter 8? Chapter 5th, no? This is chapter 5th. I can
Yes, I already found it. Yes, yes. 在《薄伽梵歌》第五章的第23节诗中说到，人如果能在离开这个躯体前忍受物质感官的冲动，控制住欲望和愤怒，那他的处境就会很好，在这个世界上就会快乐。Yes.
So it means giving up, before giving up this body, if one is tolerate this thing and give up this thing, so he will become happy.
也就是说一个人在离开这个躯体前如果能够忍受这种物质感官冲动，然后能够放弃免除这些欲望和愤怒，那么他的处境就会很好。
It means this is the demon which is sitting in our heart.
意味着这个世界所说到的这些欲望、愤怒、这些物质感官的这些冲动，它就是我们心中的这个阻挡我们前进的这个敌人，这个恶魔。
So, and this is also the disease.
The biggest.
Disease.
Oh, 而且这也是一种，而且这也是一种疾病。
So, if you are a disease, means we have to take the medicine.
当我们身染疾病的时候，意味着我们就是要吃药。
So to recognize the disease, first we have to recognize the disease. So are we disease? Are we sick? Sometimes we should not understand. Sometimes we sick, but we could not recognize our disease.
那要解决彻底的解决这个问题，首先我们要能够承认辨识这个疾病。有些人他尽管身染重病，但是他却不自觉。
So, in Bhagavatam, it is mentioned how this Krishna did many pastimes. One, two pastimes he did, and that is.He last time we also discussed, he destroyed the pride of Indras, and he also did another pastime where he destroyed the pride.
在《圣顶国家瓦坛》中，有一些逍遥时光描述了，就是关于愤怒的这个敌人，好，这个恶魔，像上一次我们讲到了天帝 Indra。就是 天地 Indra 的那个逍遥，那还有另外一个天地 Indra 的逍遥，也可以啊展示所谓的愤怒啊这项品质，让我们引以为接近。
And also, that is the represent the Jamala Arjun tree. The Jamala Arjun tree, that is also represented the pride.
The Pajarita tree.
The Jamala Arjuna tree, you know, Krishna break the tree, the two tree was in Nanda Baba's house in Kotiyad.
Oh, yes. Nanda Maharaj 的庭院里，他有两棵这个 Arjuna 这个树。
So that both the two trees were the represented, they are the son of Kuberas. We know these lilas.
那就是那这两棵树呢？是由天堂星球的。这个库维尔的两个儿子来的。
So that two, the son of Kuberas, they are so intoxicated by their pride and the arrogance.
那这两个天堂星球的这个库维尔半神人的这两个儿子，他们因为他们的这种财富变得非常的骄傲自大。
So that was the great obstacle in the spiritual path.
那这个真的是我们在灵性的道路上要非常的小心戒慎恐惧的一样东西，就是这个骄傲。
And we know what they did.And because they are so much proud, because they have birth, they are, the father is the Kubera. Kubera is the treasurer of the heaven.
因为这两个两个人是那么的骄傲，因为他们的父亲是 Kuveir 是天堂就是管财富的半神人。
So what happened? So and because they have so much pride about the wealth,
因为他们的财富，所以他们变得那么的妄自尊大。
And also the dynasty, because they are belongs to that, because they are the son of a Kubera. This is the pride of the worth, high worth, and the wealth.
那就是那他们因为就是他们的出身出身于这样的名门望族，有很高贵的出身还有就是他们的财富，所以他们就变得就是非常的傲视轻侮。
So, and they committed offense. This way, sometimes we are falling a victim by pride.
这是我们要非常小心的地方，因为人们经常因为这种心生傲慢的时候，因此就坠落了。
And that's why you can see how they come to Mother Ganges, and they are completely naked, and they are taking bath and doing very bad thing with the ladies.
那因为他们两个人在这种物质的骄傲之中变得迷醉，所以他们就是在这个河里跟那些少女们在那边戏水，然后完全处在一种就是物质的迷醉之中，就忘乎所以。
So they never, because they did, because Mother Ganges is the pure sacred water. That is the complete, because this is the, from the lotus feet of Lord Krishna.
但是他们这么做其实他们完全是在裸体的状态下，然后跟少女们在那边玩 那这样的一种行为，其实，他们那个河，他们是在神圣的恒河中沐浴。这个恒河是流经至尊主的莲花主的水，是那么的神圣，所以他们有一种冒犯跟亵渎，他们而竟然浑然不知。
So sometimes when the person who so much pride about the high worth, oh, I am the belongs to this family, the royal family, or I am to Brahman families, I am so, you know, big big family. So if you have that pride, sometimes we do the offense, we do some sinful activities.
因此人们因为他出身高贵，然后可能他是来自于那种贵族的家庭或者是婆罗门的家庭，而变得骄傲了起来。所以就是在不知不觉中，他们就可能冒犯了，甚至于从事了罪恶活动。
Even sometimes we become devotee and slowly so that pride also remains. That as long as that demon, the pride, remain inside our heart, it is very difficult to advance in spiritual path.
即使是奉献者，其实也是要非常小心的，因为这种骄傲的东西在每个人的内心潜藏着。就是即便好，表面上好像在分外的道路上前进，可是这个骄傲的东西，它可能随时都可能来突袭我们。它是很深的，就是隐藏在我们的内心中的一种精细的一种敌人。
So, if we have to recognize this and have to take it out of this.
所以我们要去能够辨识，这个根深蒂固的这个障碍、骄傲，然后并且要把它连根拔除。
So, Bhakti Siddhanta, so how this mood actually, for some devotees, how if this question can arise, so how we can take out this?
How we can take out？
Yes, how we can free from this pride?
那所以我们来谈到最终的问题。我们都知道这个是非常可怕的敌人，但是问题是我们到底要怎么样根除这个骄傲，这个敌人呢？
So first of all, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur always said this. He says, if some actually those are devotees, they never think, I am the better one. I am free from all the four defects.
那 Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur 他说，一个奉献者就是绝对不要认为自己比别人好，就是认为自己比别人优秀。
So, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur advised us, the best of all persons thinks himself to be less than all others.
To be what?
To be
The
less
best
than,
per to
though,
less than others.
yes, less than all others.
Maharaj, your voice sometimes loud, sometimes very low, so it's not very steady. 那 Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur 他说，一个真正优秀的人其实他总是认为自己其实是比别人低的。
So this is the so if devotee if they can ask I am a perfect. So sometimes devotee say, oh, I am perfect. I am free from all the four human defects.
有些时候，奉献者骄傲起来的时候，他们会认为自己是完美的，那就是没有办法去觉知自己的这种种种的缺陷。
So we have to recognize this. If this thing is comes to our mind, okay, I am perfect. So it means the pride is already come. Pride is inside.
所以我们要很小心的去警觉这个部分，要常常能够去察觉自己的缺失弱点。当一个人很自满的时候，意味着他已经被骄傲虏获了。
So sometimes also we have to recognize ourselves and we ask ourselves, am I a demon or a devotee?
因此我们要常常有这种自省的功夫，去察觉，我们要去自省自问，我到底做这些状，我身处在这些状况，我的反应，所有的一切，我的为人处事，我到底是个恶魔还是一个奉献者呢？
So because if we are think, oh, I am a devotee means this thing will never come out. If I am a pious demon,So this thing will come. We will not accept. We will not surrender the six limbs of a surrendering the process. We will not accept that.
因为一个人如果他是一个正宗的奉献者，就要知道一个奉献者就有奉献者的品质，他不会去展现这些所谓的邪恶的品质。而恶魔他就是经常就是会展露。所谓的这些那种六种那些物质的缺陷。
So this way and the best way to recognize the scriptures, what Shastra says, what the Guru says, what the Vaishnava says.
所以我们要经常借由经典、圣人、灵性导师依靠奉献者去认识这所有的一切，依靠这样的标准来检查自己。
Like in my childhood, sometimes they ask one time I asked my mother this question, how I recognize myself I am doing wrong or right?
当我是个孩子小的时候。我曾经问我的妈妈一个问题，我问她说，我怎么能够知道我做的是对还是错呢？
So my mother said it's very easy to recognize.
那我的妈妈告诉我，其实要辨识是很容易的。
She says like your knowledge is like lamp. Your knowledge is like lamp. You are like lamp.
她说那个知识呢like gyan, you say gyan?
No, lamp, the gyan, no, like gyan means knowledge. Lamp.
Yes, lamp, okay. 他说知识就像那明灯。
So when the lamp, the giving the light, but lamp, the down part is dark.
他说就是光明就是光明明灯会照亮所有的一切，可是我们处在黑暗中的时候，我们就看不见所有的真相，处在愚昧之中。
So if one lamp is there, so generally, well, if one lamp is there, so the down part, small part, the down, you can notice there is a little darkness is there.
因此，哪里有光明，我们就能够看到哪里有那些。就是缺陷的东西，我们就能够一览无遗。
So to put many lamps, so there will the darkness will go away because the other lamp can take away the down part of darkness.
因为就是哪里有光明，哪里就不会有黑暗。所以当我们有很多的明灯在的时候。很自然的就能够驱赶走所有一切的黑暗。
If we understand, if we associate with devotees and devotee recognize, okay, this is the this is your the false ego, the pride increase, so they can take away our the darkness which is arise in that below.
所以我们应该要像明灯一样的 就是奉献者联谊，我们应该要有这样的好的奉献者联谊，因为好的奉献者代表那光明，他能够帮助我们去照见自己的假我，看见我们自己的问题。 Yes.
So this is the so we have to confirm it Sadhu Shastra Guru. When these three together says, I mean, it means now you can confirm it, but it's how we stand.
所以我们一定要所有的一切都要依据经典、圣人、灵性导师的标准来检验，来了解我们这么做是不是正确的，还是就是有问题，是处在一种被假我迷惑的状况。
So, so this is the in Chaitanya Charitamrita there is statement. Brahmanda bhamite kon bhagyavanji Guru Krishna prasad paye bhakti lataji. So wandering throughout world, that the fortunate soul can get the seed of devotion through the Guru. Guru Krishna. Namasya of Guru and Krishna.
在永恒的柴坦亚经中有这样的一段话，他说这个灵魂生生世世的在不断的经历这个生死轮回，不断的游荡在整个宇宙中，不断的游荡，从最高低等到最高等，就是一直不断的循环往复。但是一个幸运的灵魂，他能够得到灵性导师的仁慈，为他就是给予他种下这奉爱的种子。
So, and the mercy of Guru and Krishna will do the creeper of devotional service, devotion.
由于灵性导师和 Krishna 的仁慈，我们得到了这个奉爱的种子。
So Guru
的藤蔓，
So Guru is also the doctor, and he knows how the medicine, what medicine we need.
所以灵性导师就好比是一个医生，他知道怎么给我们这个身染重病的孩子医药来医治我们的疾病。
Like this is the vaccine, the injection, no?Which can regulate our disease, so the disease cannot come.
所以灵性导师懂得给我们种下这个奉爱的种子，它就好比是就像是那个疫苗，好可以帮助我们免受疾病的攻击。
So, the Chaitanya Charitamrita to be mentioned when the Guru put the seed, devotional paper seed in our heart.So there will be, and when we do the bhajan kirtan, no? So the water of bhajan kirtan, so the devotional creep started, no, sprout.
所以永恒的柴坦亚经中的这一节是他讲到灵性导师是那么的仁慈，他把奉爱藤蔓的种子种在我们的心中，那我们借由这些奉爱服务的练习，这些巴掌，不断的就像给这个奉爱的藤蔓的种子浇水一样的，慢慢的这个奉爱的种子就会开始茁壮长大。
So those who are, those who do the farming, they know, those who planting the tree, the no, so they know when you put the seed and put the water, not only yours, the if you put fruit, like suppose you put the mango seed, but around mango seed many creepers will come, many plant will come.
那些有过就是园艺呀，或者是种植这些农作物的人，他们就有这样的经验，知道说他们在种植这些植物的时候，给植物浇水， 可是在这同时，虽然他们要种植的植物，那个种子开始成长发芽了，但是伴随着这个种子的成长，也伴随了很多其他的植物的不想要的植物也长了出来。
So these are the, according to Chaitanya Charitamrita, this is the call. किंतु यदि लतारा संगे उठे उपशाखा भुक्ति मुक्ति बांछा जत असंख्य तारलता सो दीज आर द द द वीड्स दीज आर द द प्लांट बैड प्लांट्स कम्स इन व्हेन वी स्टार्ट द डिवोशंस दीज थिंग कम्स द फर्स्ट इज भुक्ति भुक्ति मीन्स सेंस ग्रेटिफिकेशन एंड मुक्ति मुक्ति मीन्स लिबरेशन एंड These are the plants which comes around the devotion people.
而伴随着我们你这些种子浇灌成长的发芽的这个过程里头，有很多的杂草也会伴随着长出来。而这些杂草代表着什么呢？代表着我们在奉爱的这个道路的过程里头。 我们也会遇到很多心中要不得的这些阿那塔冒出来，那最首要的一些东西，比方说像是感官享乐的欲望，还有追求解脱的欲望，这是两个最主要的杂草。Because
they are also getting the water, and they also become very strong.
因为这些杂草。 也得到了水分的滋养，所以他们也变得非常的长得非常的强壮。
The bunch of so many material desire and the kutinati, nishidhachar, jiva hinsa, in terms of violence, la puja pratishta. So, no, la puja pratishta means the puja pratishta means adoration and worship, no. So, these are all the plants which comes around the bhakti plants.
在奉爱的藤蔓的身边也长出了很多要不得的这些杂草，也开始杂草重生。比方说，不只是我们刚才讲的，就是这种感官享乐的欲望这些等等追求解脱，还有包括精细的，我们渴望得到别人的崇拜。 好，别人的仰慕，这些渴望地位、名望，所有的权利，这些渴望别人的认可，这些都是杂草的一部分。So
and they just looks like devotional creepers, and it is very difficult to discriminate. The devotee sometimes the practitioner. They sometimes bewilder that.
而这些杂草，它们长得样子跟凤爱的幼苗长得简直就是很相似，所以真的很难去辨识哪一个是凤爱，哪一个是杂草。也就是说，代表着我们在凤爱的道路上，我们经常面对着这些很精细的敌人。有些时候，我们以为自己在进步，可是事实上，我们其实是在滋养自己的这种精细的这种物质的欲望。
And then we have to recognize which is the devotional creepers and which is the weeds.
所以我们必须要去辨识到底什么是真正奉爱的这个幼苗，什么是杂草。Then
we have to take it out, we have to uproot their the other creepers.
我们要非常小心，我们要知道要把这个就是这些杂草要。 斩草除根.
So as long as we have this like sense gratification, liberation, so love, puja, pratishta, you know, the adoration. So these are as long as inside down in our heart. So if you do the devotion, it is very difficult to awaken our real love.
如果我们没有去警觉这些心中的杂草，比方说我们刚讲的那些感官欲望、追求解脱、渴望名声、地位、权力、 渴望别人的荣耀，渴望别人的仰慕，这些，那么我们心中真正我们渴求的目标，这个奉爱就非常非常困难，能够达到我们最终想要追求的对 Krishna 的爱。
That's a Krishna Bhagavad Gita it is said, Labhate Brahma Nirvana Mrishaya Kshina Kalpasaha Chinna Devita Yatatmanam Sarva Bhuto Hiterata. So that person, Labhate, that person, he will attain Brahma Nirvanam, you know, the Nirvanam, because he has completely Kshina Kalmasa. Kalmasa means he has no the garbage, no bad thing, no dirt inside his heart. That's all.
Maharaj 讲的这段话，他讲到说，那些能够真达所谓的 Nirvana， 就是涅槃极境的人，意味着他的心中已经免除了所有的这些物质的污染，那些垃圾，那些脏东西。
And because he has no debt inside his heart, that's why Chinna Devedha Yatatmanam, because he has no doubt, because he can see clearly he can see. And that person can sarva bhuto hiterata. He can do the well for all living entities. He can help, that person can help all the living entities. He can distribute all living entities, the love of God.
也只有一个达到这么高的一个境界的人，完全免除所有的物质污染，他才能够清楚的看见所有的一切，也知道如何去帮助所有的众生恢复他们对 Krishna 的爱。
So this is the material world, and we are staying in material world. So we have to and with the devotees means to how to take care of our devotional creepers. It is very nicely mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita.
我们现在身处在物质的世界中，在这个物质存在中，我们一定要跟奉献者在一起，因为只有跟奉献者在一起，我们才会知道怎么样去保护我们奉爱的幼苗，让它真正的长大，而不受到这些杂草的干扰。
So we have to protect our devotional creepers, so we can make the boundary, the fancy.
所以我们要如何才能够保护我们这个奉爱的幼苗呢？首先我们必须要就是把这个奉爱的幼苗用篱笆把它围起来，保护它。
Maybe I gave this lecture maybe sometime in China. What is the boundary? So which that can protect our devotional people, our devotions, and make us successful.
而什么是所谓的这个篱笆呢？我们如何把奉爱的幼苗给保护起来呢？如何才能够借由这个保护，让我们保证我们达到这个奉爱的道路的成功呢？
What is that? This is my question. What is that? The boundary.
那这个就是我今天要问大家的问题。我们要如何来保护这个奉爱的幼苗呢？
Remember, Samsundari Mataji, we discussed this, no? Some class we had some class like this. Are you the first time you are hearing?
How to protect? Yes, I think. Yes, it seems you once.No,
I gave somewhere.
Spoke about this. Yeah, but please, you know, elaborate it. Explain it to devotees. Yes, or you want devotee to reply to your question? Because now devotees they already some people they may.Okay, Rose replied, you know, chant, you said, chant nicely.
No.
Through good, and also she says, through good sadhana and attentive chanting. Kauda Nitai Dasi.
How we can chant that without that boundary you cannot chant?
可是问题是, 如果我们没有保护, 我们这个奉爱的幼苗的话, 我们连念诵都有困难, 我们根本受到太大的打扰, 我们是无法念诵的, Rasika Radha replied that we have to be free from, try to avoid all kinds of offenses, apara.
No, the apara, that is the, yes, that we have to also free from the apara, but that can protect everyone. That can, if that boundary is there, so nothing can happen. No, we will not commit the apara.
Maharaj 说, 如果我们真的有这个篱笆可以来保护的话, 那么事实上连这个冒犯都进不来。 And Sati Mataji replied, we have to serve devotees.
Yes, we have to serve. But if that quality is not within us, we cannot serve also.
但是如果, Maharaj 说, 如果我们不具备, 这个正确的心态, 好的品质的话, 我们连服务奉献者都不知道怎么服务呢?
So what is that boundary that protects?
And Vrindarani replies, answer. Her answer is confidence, faith. And
no.
And Sukha's answer is that we have to avoid bad association.
Yes, that that is also part of our the protecting the devotional keeper, but that is not the boundary.
但是我们现在 Maharaj 讲的就是他要问的大家就是这个保护我们的就是这个围篱这个 boundary 这个到底是什么东西呢? Dramuna Priya say we have to get guru and devotees mercy. Get guru's mercy and devotees.
No,
devotees association and.
as long as that quality didn't develop, we also not get the guru's mercies.
可是如果我们没有保护奉爱的幼苗, 我们连guru的仁慈跟奉献者的联谊其实都得不到. And Rose give another answer is humility.
Yes, thank you, Rose.
Rose回答了三次，第三个回答对了，就是说。 要谦卑，谦卑是最好的围篱。
Yes, that is the humbleness, the humility.
是的，谦卑，谦卑是最好的围篱，就是把这个奉爱的幼苗给圈起来的围篱，保护起来。
So without the humbleness, without the humility, we cannot recognize because we are so puffed up, the pride. So we cannot recognize the Guru mercies, we cannot chant properly because we were thinking, whatever we are chanting, I am chanting best. So no need to correct ourselves.
所以如果我们有谦卑的话，我们真的那个骄慢一起来的时候，这个非常可怕。我们甚至于以为自己所有的一切都很好，都做得很好。 我们也不知道什么才是正确的念诵的态度，我们也没有办法真正的去依循，guru的教导，帮助我们如何好好的念诵，所有的这一切都做不好，因为而且不但这样，还以为自己是自己一切都做得很好。This
is the, this needs the first humility, the humbleness.
所以所有的一切。 要保护这个奉爱的幼苗，最重要的就是这个谦卑。So
humbleness comes from.
而谦卑是来自哪里呢？
Gratitude.
谦卑是来自于感恩。You
know gratitude?
Yes.
Yes, that
感恩。
like,
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody did little things. We have to give the gratitude, okay, you did. And whatever someone something did, that is the gratitude. You know, if and someone doing so many things, but we forget and we deny it. And we sometimes, because this is our mistake.
我们常常容易犯一样错误，就是不知感恩。很多人可能为了为我们做了很多的事情，但是我们就是很容易遗忘，把这所有的一切认为理所当然。那感恩意味着无论大小，我们得到来自于别人的恩德，所有的点点滴滴我们都应该铭记在心。 Yes.
So that the gratitude, and it makes us because whatever someone did, and we have to recognize, we have to give the credit, we have to give him something, because we got, because this is the real gratitude. If in Mahabharata, Vyasadeva says, in even Mother Earth, Puna tolerate those who are Krutagna. Krutagna means ungrateful person.
Maharaj 说，感恩这件事情是格外的重要。无论别人曾经给我们施予什么样的恩德，我们都要没齿难忘，永远的铭记在心。因为就是别人做过什么，我们都要记得别人曾经施予我们的这份恩德。即便是地球母亲，也没有办法容忍任何一个不知感恩的人。
If there is gratitude, because he will not become ungrateful person. And if, because real, the humbleness, real dhyana arises. If there is dhyana, there is humility. So that boundary, no one can destroy the boundary. And no one can take out our, the creepers, the devotional creepers. No one can destroy it.
Yes. But Maharaj, you say, in the first thing you say, without gratitude,
the humbleness will not come. Yes.
Yeah, but the first thing you say Mother Earth cannot tolerate anyone who is ungrateful. So,
Those are ungrateful person. Mother Earth cannot tolerate.
Yes, and then.
So means how the danger is in ungrateful person.
意味着不知感恩啊，Maharaj在提醒我们不知感恩啊，这件事情是多么的危险。因为如果没有感恩这个特质，我们的心中是生不起真正的谦卑的，而没有真正的谦卑，我们根本无能保护这个脆弱的这个奉爱的幼苗长大。
Did they understand like what is the ungratefulness like?Father, mother taking care of us. And after that, we forget father, mother. And we enjoy ourselves and give up everything, go away everywhere, somewhere. Understand?
Yes, yes.
So this is the ungrateful.
那怎么样才能够知道这个所谓的不知感恩是怎么一回事呢？以比较我们容易明白的方式来举例，比方说我们的父母对我们有养育之恩。可是孩子长大了，翅膀长硬了，也真的很容易遗忘就是这父母亲曾经如何的就是呵护着我们孕育着我们这个幼苗给我们用他们的生命和灵魂照顾我们，我们却很容易随着时光的流逝而遗忘这所有的一切的恩德。
The God, the Lord, the Krishna, the Lord, Lord have that attitude because He recognizes our little service. He never forget it.
可是至尊主呢，他永远不会忘记我们为他做的，哪怕是那么微不足道的一点点服务。一个完美的人永远不会遗忘别人为他所做的一切。
Did you remember, there is one first time, you know, when they are making the road, the bridge to Sri Lanka, in, you know, Lord Ram.
Yes.
So there is, you know, a little squirrel, and he was the He was doing some service, and Hanuman says, "Hey, get out from here. If I put my feet, you will become chutney, you know. So get out from here."
就是当Rama主Rama要就是建立海上的大桥到史兰卡喜兰岛的时候呢，那这个小松鼠他来了，他真的很想要做为主Rama做这个服务，可是那个Hanuman他来了，他就说跟这个小松鼠讲说，你快滚开，你如果不滚开的话，好，我这一不小心一戳到你的话， 你就变成chutney了，你就会变成酱汁了。
So, but Lord Ram recognizes, he says, Hanuman, no, he is also doing service. According your capacity, you do so much service. That is appreciate, I appreciate you. You did so much service, big service. But you see him as her, no, she is so small. But according her or his capacity, they are also doing the service.
但是至尊主他就呵斥了这个哈努曼，他说你怎么可以这样子瞧不起这个小松鼠呢？其实所有的生物体都根据他们不同的能力来做服务，虽然小松鼠它那么小，它所能够做的服务也是那么的微不足道，可是对它来说，它却是倾尽它的所能啊，所以服务的大小不是因 服务不是因着他的大而小而来衡量的，而是根据每一个奉献这个服务的生物体的能力，他的心态来看待的。
So this is the so how Lord so grateful person, he never ungrateful, because whoever did little service, he counted it and he reward it.
因此至尊主 真的是不可思议的，这个完美的感恩的典范。无论我们做过什么，他从来都不会遗忘，他都是把我们所做过的，他都牢牢的记得，都算数的。So
if the real the humbleness comes, the arise, so that's a Mahaprabhu first sloka, in Sikhastam, one of the slokas, he says, Pranadapi, that person can, constantly he can chant the holy name. That who has that attitude, Pranadapi sunichena, tarurapi sahishnuna, amane na manadena, kirtaniya sadahari. So those who think himself, so please translate them because...
Yes, I understand. In Maharaji, he 引用了主的八圣规的第三节诗, 一个人应该以谦卑的心态唱诵主的圣名，认为自己比路上的一株小草还要卑微。一个人应该比一棵树还要宽容忍耐，摒弃一切虚荣感，随时向别人致敬。以这样的心态便可不断唱诵主的圣名。这边特别提到的是比一株小草还要卑微。
It means that person can constantly he can chant. So the first qualification is the Trinadapi Sunichena, who is the lower than straw in the street. He think himself. That is the Trinadapi Sunichena. And Tarurapi, he is the taller than the tree. And always giving the honor to other living entities. And never take the, because it is very difficult to honor a dishonor, no? We can, someone pledging us, they are so much happy, oh, I am like, but somewhere, as soon as someone says something, oh, immediately we are angry.
对，在这节诗中，就是 Maharaj 强调了，就是一个人的谦卑心态，还有宽容忍耐的这种品质。那这边也谈到了摒弃一切虚荣感，随时向别人致敬，因为事实上。 就是当别人对我们有所就是侮辱伤害的时候，我们是非常难以忍受的。但是问题是，当别人赞美我们的时候，赞美我们，给我们荣耀的时候，那我们非常容易骄傲起来。所以这边谈到摒弃 一切虚荣感其实也是极其不容易的，因为我们很容易在志得意满的时候，接受别人的荣耀的时候，赞美的时候，我们的虚荣心，我们的骄慢就升起了。
So but there is many things to discuss about the pride, and if you can discuss, I can go another the some katha, you know, how the pride Lord destroy the pride. The devotee, if the devotee has pride, and if he is something intoxicated by the pride, so Lord sometimes Lord destroy their pride.
其实有很多经典里面有很多关于骄傲，人就是沉迷于在自己世俗的这种条件骄傲的例子，变得骄傲的这个这种骄傲的展现骄傲的这种故事，是无所不在，很多还可以继续谈很多。但是 Maharaj 今天就因为时间的关系，没有办法再讲那么多。
So there is one in Jagannath Puri, one man, there is some incident, some true incidents.
Maharaj, 要跟我们讲一下，在 Jagannath Puri, 所发生的，就是的故事，发生了两个事件。
So one man from Hyderabad, from South India.
那有一个人，他是来自于南印度。
He is very wealthy person. He is very rich man. He is a businessman. Very rich.
那这个人他非常的富有。
And we know those who have so much money, they are like almost they are so proud.
我们知道具足这种物质财富的人，通常他们都很难免除这种骄傲的习性。
Otherwise, those who are actually those are devotees.And those who have the families coming from very traditional or from the Vaishnava family, they are not proud. But those who are not actually Vaishnava, they are so much proud they are wealth for their wealth.
那些一般非奉献者，他们如果是来自于出生于这种名望就是富裕的家庭的话，通常都很容易变得骄傲起来。但是来自于奉献者的家庭，哪怕是他们的家世非常的出身很高，他们也不会比较不会就是这么的容易受到这个骄傲的影响。
So he came to Jagannath Puri and he went to see the Lord Jagannath and he asks the pujari, the pandas. He says, "How much you need for Jagannath service? How much?" The money, how much coin, no? You want Jagannath whole.
那这个有钱，这个有钱人呢，他觉得自己很有钱，所以他也想要炫耀他自己的财富。他就到了 Jagannath Puri， 到了庙里 Jagannath 庙，他就问这个 Pujari 呢，祭司说，就是他想要奉献，就是这个他的财富。
So the Jagannath Pujari, they calculate how much they daily uses. Of course, the Jagannath takes so much the prasadam, and it is not a little amount, but it is still that time it's maybe 400-500 gold coin.
Prasadam for 500 what?
Calculate. Actually, whole prasadam, maybe one day for prasadam Jagannath, which is offered to Jagannath, that cost will come 500 gold coin.
Okay, for 500. Yeah. 那当时 Pujari 就计算了一下，一天供奉给Jagannath 的这个 prasadam 呢，一天大概需要500个金币，那么多 ，500 coin
gold coin
gold coin
Yes. So, and he, because he has so much gold coin, no? And that day, the 500 gold coin means also very big thing. But because he has so much money, so much gold coin, it's only this, your Jagannath, only this, only, and he, Jagannath, he's the master of all, he's the no, protector of all, whole world, and only because he has so much pride.
那当时就是这个所谓的500的这个金币呢，其实已经是非常多了。但是问题是，这个人他实在是太有钱了，他有那么多的金币，这对他来说他其实还不屑一顾，他觉得这对我来说实在太不算什么了。但是别忘了，Jagannath，他是所有，他是宇宙之主，他拥有所有的一切富裕。Yes.
So Jagannath, the pujaris, they feel very bad because such a way he deal. He say, "Oh, Jagannath only did only 500, only he has that, and he only this thing only." So the pujari are so much. The pujari feel very bad because he just reducing the Jagannath the fame, and he himself praising himself. I am the big man. I am the only man.
那这个 Pujari 呢，他就觉得这个人，因为他非常的妄自尊大，目空一切，他根本就看不起就是他用他自己的物质财富，他不是用一种奉献的心，而是在用炫耀的心，想要炫耀就是他拥有的一切，所以他觉得祭司觉得这是对主 Jagannath 的一种亵渎，所以他觉得心里觉得很不是滋味。
So they pray to Lord Jagannath. He says, "Okay." Then Pujari says, "Okay, I will ask Jagannath what he want, because you are saying you have so much money. This is not worth service. So I will ask today, tonight. So tomorrow will tell you what Jagannath wants."
所以因为这个有钱人，他对于祭司所提出来的这个500的金币，他是感到不满意的，他觉得他能够给的更多，所以这个祭司他就决定，就跟他讲说，那你先回去吧，今天我来向主Jagannath 祈祷，来问问他，他到底他想要什么，然后我再告诉你，你能够布施什么。
So the night time, the pandas, the pujaris, they pray to Lord Jagannath, "Jagannath, please tell us what service, because he just dishonor your respect, he dishonor, you know, and because your greatness, and he is thinking himself, I am so much money, and I, so this way, just please, just tell us." They ask Jagannath, "Please. Tell us what you need," and destroy his pride because he has so much pride because he has so much money he has.
因此这个祭司就跟主 Jagannath 祈祷，他告诉主 Jagannath 说，请求您告诉我，能够怎么做呢？能够让这个富有的这个商人，能够让他做什么服务呢？请你告诉我，你想要什么，然后也能够就是让这个算。也是能够教训一下这个有钱人，好，就是挫挫他的这个傲气，让他知道谁才是真正的主人。
So Jagannath appeared there dream in night.
所以那天主 Jagannath 就出现在这个祭司的梦中。
They said, Jagannath says, I want only the pan, you know, pan, betel nut.
Yeah，他说，我要的就是一颗槟榔，bitter nut，槟榔，yeah。
So that pan, the betel nut should be the, you know, betel nut, they put the lime, the chuna, you know, lime. That
Yes。
white thing they put.
Yeah。
before putting. So that white thing will prepare the elephant kasturi. There is one elephant head. There is some special thing. So that you have to take it out from elephant head, and you have to burn it to make the paste. Then apply the lime inside the petal. No, so only Jagannath says only I want only one betel nut. He is thinking he's a big man and just only one betel nut. So apply that and make me offering.
Okay. Maharaj, I understand, but your connection seems not be very well because a little bit broken.
Okay.
Please check. Yeah. I translate first. Yeah.
Okay.
那这个 Jagannath。 主 Jagannath 就跟这个祭司说，你去跟那个有钱人说吧，说我就是要一个槟榔，那槟榔中间不是会抹着某一种白色的东西，那种白色的那种，我也不知道那个东西要怎么说，但是他是说这个东西是很特别的，他要从大象的头上的珍珠去研磨的粉。 来做成这个白色的灰状的东西，然后涂在这个就是槟榔的这个夹在这个槟榔心里面。So
and when morning time, that person came to see Lord Jagannath, and they asked the pujari, "So did you talk to Jagannath? Did you? So what I want? So what is the? So please tell me."
所以就是第二天早上呢，就是这个祭司呢，就告诉，so the pujari tell the rich man what Jagannath told him in a dream.
The first he asked what Jagannath wants.
Yes.
Then Pujari replied, he says, Jagannath only wants one betel nut from you.
对，然后就是祭司呢，这个有钱人首先就问他说，主 Jagannath，他跟你说了什么？他要什么？然后祭司告诉他说，他要的是，就是他只是要一颗槟榔。Again,
he was a little joke to the pujari. He says, Jagannath I am such a big person, and you are saying Jagannath only wants only one betel nut. So how this is my greatness? I am such a big, and this is not. You are just making fun. No, you are making like joke.
所以这个有钱有势的人呢，他就跟这个祭司讲，您别跟我开玩笑了。 我这么有身份、有地位的大人物，然后主 Jagannath 跟我要一颗槟榔，这也太贬低我的身份了吧。Then
Pujari says, "Listen, how should be the betel nut?" So he explained it. How Jagannath wants in the betel inside betel nut the instead of the chuna, the lime. What lime Jagannath wants? Jagannath wants the inside head there is the kasturi, that is there are things so which is found in elephant head. So that you have to take it out and make, you have to, because there is the kasturi chuna, that was the kasturi lime which you apply in betel nut, then you can apply to, you can give to the Jagannath. So that he rebuilt.
可是这个祭司说，你听好了，虽然主 Jagannath 跟你要求一颗槟榔，可是你知道这颗槟榔它是要怎么弄吗？他说就是要从大象的头上的珍珠，把这个珍珠研磨成粉之后，把它弄成膏状，然后涂抹在这个槟榔的这个，就是放在那个槟榔里面。 他要的是这样的一个槟榔。
So he was completely bewildered because he had money, he can purchase the like elephants and he can take out the head of that, the part of that head inside. So, but that is not all elephant have that. It's very special things. Those elephant who has completely celibacy and completely, that only rare elephant have that.
所以这个后来这个有钱人听到这个要求的时候，他感觉到非常的困惑，因为这个是太困难了吧？因为大象的头要长出这个珍珠，要有珍珠的这种大象，其实真的是太困难了。因为这种象它必须要终身就是都是珍守啊，然后非常非常的难得，在那么多千千万万的大象中，要找到这样的一头大象。能够在他的头上能够在里面能够挖掘到这个珍珠的其实是少之又少。
So it is very difficult. So he and he understand. So these are not the pujari's idea, because pujari they are simple. They don't know this thing. But how Lord Jagannath says and how Lord Jagannath destroy the pride, and he was thinking, oh, I can give anything, whatever they ask, I can give, because I have money, I can purchase, I can do. But simple, you know, how Jagannath destroy the pride? You cannot give so much money, but you cannot give one pan, one betel nut. What type of rich man you are?
所以这个主 Jagannath 借由这件事情来摧毁这个有钱人的这个傲气他也知道就是事实上这个不可能是普扎里自己去编造出来的，因为这个主扎干纳，只有主扎干纳他才能够以这样的方式，不可思议的方式来摧毁这个有钱人。他觉得我要什么都有，就是你要求什么我都可以给你，但是事实上主扎干纳让他知道事情不是你所想的这样，我现在我仅仅是要求就是一个槟榔但是这个条件你却完全没有办法来满足我，可见得就是你所拥有的东西其实并不是你自己所想象的。
So this is the way, if someone comes to the Lord, someone comes and he has that the proud, soLord, if Lord wants to take it out, so Lord can take it out the proud. And Lord does not like the proud, the pride.
至尊主他不喜欢就是人的骄傲，所以他会借由各种机会来去除打击我们的这种傲慢。
In India, in Orissa, we know, you can, you chastise Lord, do something, but if you have the pride, so Lord, that is the great obstacle. Lord could not tolerate this, if you have pride, ahankar.
But why you mention Orissa?
Because everywhere this is, not Orissa, but in general, in Jagannath, whatever, because I am brought up there, so because I know from my childhood, if somebody has this pride, so it is very difficult to keep his mind like equilibrium, no?
Yes, yeah, understand, so, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm.因为 Maharaj 是出生在 Orissa 那个地方，所以他在那样的出生的环境，他们都非常的知道这个骄傲的这件事情是非常非常的可怕的。因为一个骄傲的人，他根本就没有办法心平气和，没有办法不受打扰没有办法平等的看待所有的一切。因此主扎干纳为了保护一个奉献者保护人们，他就会 就是想办法，就是设置各种就是各种考验，来破除，就是人心中的这种骄傲，因为这个骄傲，它是我们在就是生命中的一个非常大的障碍，在奉爱的道路上更是一个非常大的这种障碍险阻。
The liberty first attitude is to positively think himself lower than everything, you know? So, and he never popped up this false pride, you know? If he, because in the world, people don't have anything, even a beggar also proud, so much pride.
Beggar?
Even a beggar, they have also pride. I am beggar, give me 100 rupees. He has also pride. No, if you saying, no, those who are only person, only those who are big person, they pride. No, pride can arise everyone heart. It is remain there. It is there.
在这个世界上，如果我们没有办法有这种正确的心态的话，其实这个世界上到处都是这种骄傲的人，就是到处都是，连那个 Maharaj 说，连乞丐其实都很骄傲。他说骄傲怎么说乞丐骄傲呢？连那个骄傲那个乞丐跟人要求布施的时候，他们还会说给我钱，把钱拿出来给我。他们都还会有这样的，还会要求他要多少钱这样子。所以Maharaj 就说，就是这个是很可怕的，在这个世界上，不论就是人们是什么样的地位，处在什么样的这种情况的人，哪怕他有或没有物质财富，其实骄傲都可能存在每一个人的心中。
So it means we are suffering this, but we cannot recognize.
意味着其实我们每个人都因为自己的骄傲而深受其苦，但是我们竟然也不知道自己因为骄傲而受苦。
So how it is important, and you understand how it is important to the pride is it is does not allow us to do the proper devotional service and proper the quiet, you know, you can the you will not become what he says you will not become like very calm and quiet. It does not steady, you know, because as long as you are disturbed by this thing, it will disturb you.
对，如果我们在这个奉爱的道路上，我们没有去小心的警觉这个骄傲的这种东西的话，事实上我们连最基本的服务都做不好，我们很难以一种正确的心态去做服务，然后去修习我们的 Krishna 意识知觉。好，所以而且还有一种问题，就是当一个人心中充满了骄傲的时候，其实我们真的非常难保持平稳，我们非常会变得非常容易受打扰，没有办法保持平静的心。Yes.
That's why when we address our six Goswami, we say dhira dhira. They are dhira. Dhira means sober. Very calm and quiet. No, because their mind is so satisfied. They are not disturbed. That is a dhira dhira. Dhira means those who are sober, and adhira means those who are not sober. They are always disturbed like monkey.
Dhira?
Dhira, 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 dhira.
Sorry, dhira, dhira. Yes,
dhira, dhira. Jana priya, priya karo.
Yes, 这就是为什么我们在那个祈祷文中呼喊这个六位 Goswami， 就是我们说用的这个梵文词 dhira, dhira。其实就是说他们是非常的清醒，处在一种非常神智清醒的状态，而一般的人当 被这种物质的财富迷醉的时候啊，他们的这种骄傲让自己完全就失去了这种清醒，失去了这种灵性的清醒，处在一种非常迷乱、非常受打扰的状态。
So actually, this is the something we could not finish this. Actually, we are planning to today. Actually, I was going to say another the obstacle, the envy, you know. But you see the time and if so, please don't don't share and if because time it is very difficult to the time frame, no, because the if because time the translation the time it is naturally it will go like this, no, so please so what to do we'll, because devotees they I don't know they sometimes
yes
also we keep our time, you know, because I can do, you know, but they have the because they have so many so many things to do. But if they have time I can, no problem, we'll start some the another obstacle, otherwise we'll take the question and we finish it here.
Yes.
Like?
Yeah. I think we just take question. Yeah. Because it's already late. Yeah. And next time we can start another topic about envy. Okay.
Yes.
Maharaj 说他今天本来还有计划去想要把这个骄傲这个主题做个结束，然后他还要继续再讲关于嫉妒这个主题。但是事实上时间就是这样过得这么快，就是那复现者们对时间上也可能也没有办法到那么晚，所以我想现在就是当大家来提问吧，如果大家关于这个主题有什么想要问的就可以说，就可以提出来，现在有很多的问题在这里。Maharaj.
Yes.
Janaka Prabhu say, your lecture, has been broadcast, through, you know, his WeChat. You know, So anyway, and why, so, you know, devotee can choose whatever they like, whatever facility they like. Yeah.
To Janaka Prabhu.
非常感谢Janaka Prabhu 的帮助。当然还有 Sati Mataji, 非常感谢。Sati Mataji, 这边有人问的问题说but Maharaj, you mentioned about you said the boundary is humility. But in the beginning,How can we develop our humility? How can we maintain the grateful attitude? How can we develop humble and grateful attitude?
So that is the, when you associate with the devotees.
要透过跟奉献者的联谊。
First the sadhu sangha, then bhajan kriya. When do the associate with devotees, then when you know this thing, this is the problem. I have this problem. Sometimes devotees they are for beginning they are so humble. If it is not humble and when after associating the devotee, they can understand. Okay, this is my problem. This is they have to check it, and then do the bhajan kriya.Bhajan Kriya means he has to practice.
那 Maharaj 说这就是所谓的那个逢爱服务的这前两个阶段， 首先我们应该要有奉献者的联谊，这是非常重要的 Sadhu Sangha， 跟奉献者跟这些比较圣洁的人的联谊会帮助我们学习这种学习跟长养这样的谦卑的心态，因为我们跟一群这种懂得谦卑跟感恩的人在一起，如此我们就能够进入到Bhajan Kriya 下一个阶段，就是能够开始练习，就是做这个奉爱服务。
So this is the, like I mentioned that those who are pious demon, they think I'm a pious demon or a devotees. Those who are pious demon, they don't take the spirit, they don't take the saranagati. They are not surrender. Or surrender means she has to become humble. Without humble, there is no saranagati. There is no surrender. Understand?
Yes, yes. 可是问题是。有很多所谓的虔诚的恶魔，就是说他表面上好像是奉献者，可是他其实里面是，就是他讲是以所谓的虔诚的恶魔，那就是装扮的这个，所以就是那这样的人，他就是没有办法真正的保持谦卑的心态，他没有办法就是跟奉献者学习真正的好品质，那么没有办法长养谦卑的心态，哪来的臣服？所以这就是问题。我们不能够就是这个联谊是非常重要的。我们要跟真正的奉献者联谊，而不是只是那种这个伪装的这种伪装成虔诚的恶魔。
If we feel I am a devotee means okay, I have to surrender. Without to surrender.Cannot chant.
奉献者意味着谦卑臣服，如果没有谦卑臣服，我们连念诵都做不到。
You okay?
Yes, yes. And Kodanitai Dasi comments, he said, whatever, you know, other people, you know,mercy, whatever people do for us, we should, you know, bear in our mind, never forget. Because without gratitude, we can not, you know, cultivate humility. And without
yes.
humility, we cannot protect yes. our creeper of
yes,
devotion.
Yes, yeah. yes.
So,
see.
So
yeah.
the comments go on, a perfect person,can never forget whatever other people have done for us. Yeah.
Yes, yes, good. It's very good.
yes, yes. And Sati Mataji sent a message from another devotee, Nosit. He said, Maharaj, you mentioned that we have to be grateful to our parents bringing us up, and Maharaj, 您说到从知道感恩父母的养育之恩，知道是否感恩。以前听到有个 Swami Guru。为了服务 Krishna 离家几十年，切断和父母的关系，这种情况是感恩还是不感恩？Maharaj.
Yes.
This question is that you mentioned that we have to be grateful to our parents, but he once heard about a Swami Guru, a Guru.Talking about, in order to serve Krishna, he left home for more than, you know, for a long time, for a few decades. Then, so he seems to cut off his relationship with his parents. So he would like to know this is.Gratitude or ungratitude?
actually higher someone did like that's why when Krishna says in last verse in Bhagavad Gita, last instructions, Sarva Dharman Paritejya Mamekam Sarva. It's a higher purpose, somebody did it and he's doing good, like pure devotional service, then he can, he will not affected by that. Otherwise, he will affect.
嗯，嗯，《薄伽梵歌》的最后， Krishna 有讲到，就是说，一个已经处在就是奉爱服务的高层的人，其实不会受到这种所谓的物质的状况的影响。也就是说，您谈到的所谓的感恩还是不感恩，这种还是在于，就是。 也就是说，他有没有履行所谓他的物质职责的问题？如果人不是处在这种很高的灵性层次的话，他就有所谓的物质的职责要去履行。可是如果已经达到了这种高层的这种纯粹奉爱的阶层的人，他就不会再受这种所谓的物质的有没有履行物质的这种职责的问题的影响。 Yes, Maharaj, I have finished.
Okay, so is it okay?
Yes.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. Sitarani Mataji, 他说，这边有人说感恩 Maharaj， 感谢翻译。据说先感恩才会感到快乐幸福。
Sitarani or Guanja Mataji?
Sitarani, I don't know. 而不是快乐后才感恩。 问题是，世上有很多不知道感恩的人，活着也活着，活着也不错，这是为什么？thank you, Maharaj. Thank you for the translation. People say that we have to be grateful. This way, we will be able, you know, the gratitude will lead us to happiness and well-being, and not that we feel happy, you know, we get happy first and then we will be able to be grateful. But the problem is that there are so many people, they don't know how to be grateful. They are not grateful. But, you know, they still live a nice, you know, live happily, live a nice life in the world, even if they are not grateful. Why?
No, it is, we don't know there what is the problem inside. Only outside we are looking.
您说这个问题，很多不知道感恩的人活得也不错，可事实上，这只是表面上看起来不错的吧，因为很多人都只看表面，可是并不知道他们里面 这个不知感恩的人，他内在是怎么样？人们并没有看到。Did
they understand? I will give the example.
You say you give it, yeah?
Should I give you example or see you understand?
Maharaj 说，不知道需不需要再举例给大家知道？ Maharaj, I think it's easy to understand. Yeah, but Sitarani, Mataji hasn't finished. 他说主 Krishna 爱一个人时，通常会拿走这个人的钱。等到人谦卑时，主会再把钱送回来吗？ he said, when Krishna loved a person, he will take away the person's wealth, and until the person become humble, and will the Lord return the money back, return the money, give back the money?
actually, Krishna, it is Krishna never took the devotee monies. Because, first of all, those who are devotee Krishna don't take. Those who are actually, when the money become the impediment, the devotee's path, so Krishna that take. Adhuraji Krishna never take. Yudhishthira Maharaj, Ambarish Maharaj, they are so opulent. So the devotee, those who are there, so opulent. Never Krishna, because when Krishna saw this devotee, this money will disturb. So that he can take little bit. But otherwise,
Maharaj 说 ，Krishna 他不会随便的把一个人的钱拿走的，不用担心。通常是奉献者，因为有太多的财富，这个财富已经变成了他的障碍的时候 ，Krishna 他才会出手，把他的这个财富拿走，为了帮助他才把他的财富拿走的。 那像 Ambarish Maharaj， 像 Yudhishthira Maharaj， 他们都是非常的富裕 ，Krishna 并不会这么做，让他保存他们的这种财富，不会把他的财富拿走。
So when those who are thinking, oh, Krishna take away all the opulence, these are wrong. First, Krishna, you have to say the contents. Why Krishna say like that? He never even the beggar, the Sudama, he went and Krishna gave him such an opulence. No, he made his palace, his kutiya become hot, become palace. So how Krishna? So this is the sometimes this is wrong idea inside. Oh, somewhere afraid. Oh, our money will go away. But this is the lesson where the money is the problem. So Krishna take that and again because otherwise why Krishna will take?
Yes, yes. 所以有人觉得 Krishna 就是什么爱一个人的时候会把钱拿走，这个是一个不对的一个想法。Krishna 没有必要把人的财富拿走，他没有必要，他甚至于给那个 Sudama 啊，Sudama 他是这么完全的一贫如洗。可是他当他去找 Krishna 的时候 ，Krishna 对他是那么的满意。Krishna 把所有的财富赐予了他。 所以 Krishna 并不需要拿走别人的财富，其实不是拿走财富，是因为他看到这个人拥有财富而变得骄傲自大，变得有问题的时候，他 Krishna 是为了帮助他才把他的财富给拿走，为了给他一个教训，所以这个想法这个概念是不正确的 ，Krishna 并不会随便的拿走，也不会因为一个人有钱就把他的钱拿走。 是那个人有问题的，才把他的钱拿走。Yes, Maharaj. Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Yes.
Can you hear me? Hare Krishna.
Yes, yes, I can hear.
Yeah. Okay. Another question
Krishna,
is from. Another question is from Chandra Vilasani. He say 请教Guru，是不是骄傲一出现 ，Krishna 的仁慈就马上消失呢？感恩 Guru 的仁慈，顶拜 Guru Maharaj 的莲花烛，顶拜奉献者们。Okay, the devotee would like to ask, is it true that as long as the pride appear, and Krishna's mercy disappear? Maharaj, is it true?
Yes, because as long the pride
your connection is very bad. Now it's broken now. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Okay, that can you hear? Haribo, connection is very bad. Yes.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Yes, I can hear. You can hear me?
Yes, yes, now better, yes.
Haribol.
Haribol, Maharaj, I can hear you now.
You hear me?
Yes, yes.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, yes. Yes.
Now you can hear?
Yes.
What is the question? Please tell me the question.
Yes, the question is that, is it true that when pride appears, then Krishna's mercy disappears immediately?
Yes.
是的. 骄傲一出现, Krishna的仁慈就马上消失.
Yes.
Wow.
When the pride comes, so will the taste to the taste it. The devotional service, whatever you do, you cannot taste. The taste will go out.
Maharaj.
No taste.
Yeah.
Haribol.
Haribol. 当骄傲一出现的时候，我们这种奉爱服务的品味就立刻消失了，就没有品味了。Yes.
Okay.
And another question, 顶拜 Maharaj 和翻译，骄傲、愤怒与嫉妒和憎恨、虚伪等恶魔品质充满于心。 感恩之心怎么也升腾不起来啊！所以渴望与圣洁的奉献者联谊是非常非常重要的。This is comment from Koda Nitai Dasi. He say, pride, anger, envy, and hatred, and you know, hypocrisy, such kind of demonic quality. When such kind of demonic quality filled our heart, then you know, then there is no way for the gratitude to appear. So, you know, to associate with saintly devotees is very, very important.
Yes.
Yes, yes. And Vrindarani, this is Taruni Mataji's question. How can we distinguish real humility and low self-esteem?
Yes, absolutely. And how we can how we
Maharaj, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Maharaj, can you hear me? Maharaj,
yes.
Since the connection is very bad, I
yes.
think this is really a good question. Can we keep this question for another time?
Yes, Maharaj.
Because it's very late, and this question is a good question. Next time I will remind you. Next time I will remind you to reply to Taruni Mataji's question.
Yes, maybe on the next time we can recommend it. Yes.
Okay. Then I tell devotees. 就是 Taruni Mataji 的问题是说。 他说感恩翻译怎么能够区分真正的谦卑和自我贬低，谢谢所引起的行为。但是因为今天的最后的这个网络实在太糟糕了，所以而且这是一个好问题，所以我跟马哈拉吉讲，下一次请马哈拉吉来回答塔鲁尼马塔吉回答问的这个问题，因为这是一个很好的问题。那非常感谢今天大家的参与，非常谢谢奉献者们的提问，还有评论。 Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, all of you.
Hare Krishna, 所有的奉献者.
Can you hear me?
We cannot hear.
Poo Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Poo Krishna.
Hare
Krishna，Hare Krishna，
Thank
大家可以打开
you，Thank
麦
you。
克风。Maharaj 说服务 Krishna，他说 Maharaj，you say again，
Thank
you，Hare
Krishna，Hare
Krishna，Hare Krishna，Hare
Krishna，Hare
Krishna，Hare
Krishna，Hare
Krishna。